If your mentality is one of lack, if you have an I am not worth much mindset, if you are double-minded, yep, I would like to be prosperous, but I don't believe I can put the effort, energy, and focus into my life to attain the prosperity I desire, then you will never be prosperous. You have two competing thoughts. On the one hand, you desire prosperity, but on the other hand, your mindset is one of lack, not enough, not good enough, not doing enough. And this mindset is dominating your self-image. Let me put to you this question. What fears do you focus on? Right now, I want you to identify five major fears in your life. Think about fear of failure, fear of loss, fear of arising from some threat, fear of a particular person, someone you tend to avoid. Take a moment to list them. 1. 2. 3. 4. 5. I want you to understand this concept. Faith and fear are two sides of the same coin because both require belief. If your belief is in your fears, then that is what will come to you. If your belief is in positive things, then that is what will come to you. More accurately, it is not a matter of what will come to you, but a matter of what you will gravitate towards. For this reason, you must determine right now to rid yourself of the wrong dominant images. One of the dominant images in our UK culture is that of the so-called grafter. This label reflects a particular mindset, an image. Many people live far beneath their potential level of prosperity because of this ridiculous notion that they are grafters. Here is an illustration of how I have challenged this mindset. In short, I decided I am not an average grafter. I did not want that mindset in my life, that I am an average grafter. I am not a grafter. I am a victor. I am, and so are you, a walking prosperity unit. If your mindset is, I am a grafter, things are tight, I can't afford this, then that is what your life will gravitate towards, and your behaviour will reflect that mindset. Let me repeat, you can never be prosperous if the dominant images that govern your life and actions are all about disbelief, lack, and negativity. Decide right now to get rid of wrong mindsets. They might be due to labels, put-downs, upbringing, feelings of worthlessness. Memorize this. Your greatest war is fought in your mind. It's where the greatest battles are won and lost. To be prosperous, you need a clear and concise picture of what you believe you can be. If thoughts of anxiety are your dominant image, then you'll gravitate towards anxiety. Imagine you're trying to hit a dartboard. You have a dart in your hand. The target is up on the wall, but you are looking in another direction. There is no way you can hit the target. To hit the target, you must focus on the target. You need to have the right dominant image in front of you. Many people get into a rut in their thinking. When they think about themselves, they don't believe they deserve to prosper. They get into a rut, thinking that increase will never happen. Remember, the only difference between a rut and a grace is the time. Don't die with prosperity still in you. Think about it this way. Who deserves nice things? Who deserves a prosperous family? Who deserves a nice home? Who deserves to wear nice clothes? Who deserves to have a life that is advancing and blooming with wealth and increase? Is it the drug dealer? No. Is it the person doing corrupt things? No, my friend, you deserve these things. The biggest hindrance to prosperity is not money, but mindset. If your mind is set to advance, you will advance. Below are two columns. In the first column, list negative mindsets that you have allowed to dominate your life. In the second column, list positive prosperity mindsets that you are going to focus on and allow to become your new dominant image. Old negative mindset, new prosperity mindset.